You're now listening to the English News of Gangneung Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of March 19, at the National Assembly House, under the chairmanship of NA Chairman Vương Đình Huệ, the National Assembly Standing Committee gave comments on two content and ended the 31st session. The National Assembly Standing Committee unanimously approved two draft resolutions before National Assembly Chairman Vương Đình Huệ gave the closing speech of the 31st session. These resolutions established An Điền Ward, An Tây, belongs to Bến Cát Town and established Bến Cát City in Bình Dương Province, and established and arranged wards in Gò Công Town and established Gò Công City, Tiền Giang Province. Determining that the construction and completion of industrial park infrastructure is a prerequisite for Cần Thơ to attract new investors, leaders of the city continue to direct departments, branches, and localities to drastically step in and complete handle difficulties and issues at the Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park Phase 1 project. The Secretary of Cần Thơ City Party Committee, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, gave orders to units to expedite the construction of two traffic highways with specific attention to the Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park resettlement region. The project's timeline needed to be met without sacrificing quality. Seek advice from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment concurrently to identify suitable substitutes for leveling sand in this project and so forth. On March 19th morning, the city leaders came to inspect the Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway. This is a level 1 traffic project that belongs to the nationally important group with a total investment of 9700 billion Vietnam đồng. The Secretary of Cần Thơ City Party Committee, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, gave the following instruction: direct functional units to closely monitor the scene and work directly with the remaining cases to completely resolve difficulty issues in compensation and site clearance. Cần Thơ City Party Committee held a review of 15 years of implementing Directive No. 38, dated September 7, 2009, of the Secretariat on promoting health insurance work in the new situation on March 20 morning. Following the implementation of Directive 38 for 15 years, there has been an increase in understanding regarding the status, role, and value of health insurance across all levels, sectors, municipalities, and the general public. Every year, the number of city residents with health insurance rises, surpassing the set goals, particularly the 3.4% average annual increase in health coverage. On the morning of March 19, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development organized a consultation workshop on the technical infrastructure support project for low carbon rice in the Mekong Delta. Attending the conference was Mr. Trần Thanh Nam, Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development. The technical infrastructure support project for low carbon rice in the Mekong Delta is implemented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development in coordination with 12 provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta from 2026 to 2031. On March 19, the Climate Change Research Institute of CTU and Beanstalk Organization jointly organized a consultation conference on cooperation opportunities to build smart agriculture adapted to climate change at CTU's Learning Resource Center. Several smart agriculture solutions were presented during the conference by representatives of 13 prominent Australian agri-tech companies and organizations. These included Regrow, which has a software platform for assessing greenhouse gas emission; data farming, using remote sensing technologies to support agriculture productivities; Genix, equipped with instruments to manage illnesses in shrimp and water sources, etc. On March 19 morning, Cần Thơ City Electricity Company coordinated with the Southern Electricity Association to organize a training program on the safe and economical use of electricity in 2024 for more than 200 electricity officials in the cities. The training program takes place over 2 days to implement Directive No. 20, CTTTG of the Prime Minister on enhancing electricity saving in the period of 2023, 2025, and the following years. In addition, legal regulations regarding the economical use and efficiency of energy must be distributed, along with instructions on how to treat victims of electrical accidents. To call on customers to respond to Earth Hour 2024 campaign, officers and workers of Gangtae City Electricity Company recently organized a campaign to mobilize business establishments in the area to actively participate in the activity of turning off lights for 1 hour. This year, as with previous years, electricity customers have committed to taking part in the Earth Hour campaign by doing specific actions like turning off lights, signs, and superfluous electrical equipment at the unit's headquarters for 1 hour on March 23, 2024 from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.